This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. General Mark Kimmett says the ceasefire in the Iraqi city of Fallujah is still in force. But explosions are rocking that city for a third straight night. Smoke is rising from gun battles between U.S. Marines and insurgents and from targets hit by an American warplane. Today, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan criticized the U.S. strike, saying they will only make matters worse. Scott Peterson is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. We reached him in Fallujah, where he says this evening's fighting follows a day of the same.
Today we've had an awful lot of activity. U.S. Marine positions took fire from several different locations. Several different positions came under attack. There was a very powerful U.S. military response that included ordnance as heavy as 500-pound bombs. At least one that was dropped on a location that insurgents had dug into. But it certainly was probably the most coordinated attack we've seen, at least in terms of multiple fronts in recent weeks. So I think this will give some pause to Marine commanders here.
Now, this all is happening in the middle of a ceasefire, which has been in place for almost 2 weeks. As you note in your story today, the words don't seem to apply to the almost daily exchange of gunfire in the city.
Well, I think that's right. I think that the word ceasefire really is a construct in a lot of ways that is meant simply as a way for both sides to, you know, kind of keep a diplomatic track open. They can say it's going on. We certainly are not seeing massive assaults by either side at the moment. It's really a lot of skirmishes. There have been a lot of targeted attacks. And as a senior U.S. Commander told me today, you know, we don't want to play fair in the sense that if they can send a message by dropping a 500-pound bomb, meaning sending a disproportionate message to the insurgents, then that is what they will do. And if they can move first and basically interdict something that's happening, then they will also do that too.
Well, despite the attack on that weapons cache yesterday, the Marines have held off on an all-out assault on the city, choosing instead to pursue this diplomatic track. And you report today that the Marines believe that strategy is paying off. What's the evidence of that?
Well, they say that more and more Iraqis are beginning to come to them. Now, they don't have huge amounts of information that they can give us in terms of detail about that, but that kind of language in the past has usually telegraphed some kind of intelligence help. It means that more and more people are coming to them, giving information about, for example, where insurgents may be staying, where their weapons may be kept. It's the kind of thing that we saw after Saddam Hussein was captured a few months ago, and people in Tikrit all of a sudden began to be much more emboldened and thinking, recognizing that, well, if that threat were lifted from them, then they could actually then talk to their occupiers. And there has been, in the last few days, the Marines have been quite successful in targeting specific insurgent groups. In other words, over the weekend, there were several incidents in which 30 insurgents were killed in one case, 11 killed in another case, and they were done very surgically, done at night, done in a way that didn't kill civilians, which has happened a lot in other incidents, that also didn't leave a lot of Marines dead either. And so I think that the command here feels that those are successes, and they also send a message to the people of Fallujah that basically we're not out to kill civilians.
But they have dropped leaflets on the city telling people to surrender. You're surrounded. If you are a terrorist, beware, because your last day was yesterday. So they are still making threats, but how long does it seem like they're willing to wait this out to stay on the outskirts of the city?
Well, I think that the U.S. side is willing to wait a very long time because the alternative is really difficult, and I think that they're recognizing that with every day that goes by. The senior U.S. commander who I just spoke to literally within the last hour said, destroying this city to save it is not an option. As simple as that. And I think that what that means is that they simply can't afford to go in, control it in 24 hours, which they're certainly capable of doing, because as this commander said, the real estate is meaningless. That doesn't matter. If they don't have Iraqis with them, supporting them in what they're doing, then it means they've lost, whether they're in control of Fallujah or not.
Scott, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Scott Peterson is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. He spoke to us from Fallujah.